Welcome back to Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as joining us on the line now is the head wrestling coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Aaron Schaefer, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate letting me be on here.
So as we take a look at your team here, as we are pretty much at the halfway point of the season, you know, your team coming off a pretty busy first half of the season, you know, a lot of tournaments, a lot of dual action, no question about it. Guys actually had back-to-back quad duels right before the holiday break, and that followed a big performance at the Jim Kenyon Invitational as well back on the 20th. And I know your team has been fighting through injuries, but still seeing quite a bit of success. And just when you look at the success your team has had this year, despite battling those injuries, you know, what does that say about the group that you guys have here in 2025 and going into 2026?
Yeah, and you know, it speaks to the hard work they've done. Pretty much, you know, a lot of these guys most are alive. You know, a lot of the guys we have now have been wrestling with us since they were pre-K, K, worked their way up. You know, 10 years ago, we didn't have it that way when me and Coach Grote first started coaching together. We'd have maybe one kid that had wrestled before junior high, and now 90% of our kids have wrestled before junior high or better. So that's a lot of the hard work that the kids put in, the parents put their time in to get us, you know, to where we're having a lot of success and have a lot of guys scoring points for us and winning us duels in different ways. So it's fun to be a part of.
And obviously, you guys actually did come back with tournament action this past Saturday at the Emmitsburg Ehawk Duels. And I'd say all in all, like we said, with a lineup that has some injuries keeping some key guys out, a really solid performance at that Emmitsburg Ehawk Duels. Just what did you and the staff see on Saturday coming back, you know, first tournament back after the holiday break? Just what are some things that you and the staff took away?
You know, just like you said, you know, we were down. We don't have a returning state place winner yet. Not back in the lineup yet. At 157, we're missing two freshmen that have really been contributing well at 138 and 190. And then we had another freshman step in at 190 and really helped us out. And, you know, it's kind of the, you know, all hands on deck and everybody did their part. You know, it wasn't what we wanted. I think if we were full health, we'd love to go back into that dual tournament, but it is what it is. And, you know, I thought we represented pretty well. We beat Boyden Hole, who won it, and then we lost to Earlham and Esterville Lincoln Central. So,
and looking at some of the individuals on your team, that returning place winner is obviously your son, Hayden Schaefer, who was having a really good start to his senior year before he suffered a bit of an injury setback. Like you said, that he's not quite back as of yet. But other guys that have really stood out have been Dylan Terwilliger and Jackson Babcock, at least, and Jane Creetlow as well, someone else who was a state qualifier a year ago. Those three in particular, outside of Hayden Schaefer, have really stood out. And just from where they were even at the beginning of the season to where they are now, what are some improvements you've seen from them that have really stood out to you and the staff?
You know, Dylan has really come on. He had a great weekend. Actually wrestled all the way up at 132 and really, like I said, he went undefeated. Had a great day. And then Jaden is slowly but surely, all of a sudden you realize, wow, he's got a lot of wins on the year and not very many losses. In fact, two of his losses are the same athlete, and he was ahead in both matches, so he hasn't had a match yet that he was out of, so that's promising. You know, I know he's got big goals, not just get down to state this year, but maybe climb the ladder, so he's definitely headed there. And then Jackson Babcock is a breath of fresh air. He's very aggressive on the mat, which I like. He kind of, anybody that's familiar with Hawkeye wrestling, he kind of wrestles that style. He's heavy on the head, and he really gets a lot of emotions going in the match.
And as we take a look at the schedule coming up, your team gets right back into it, right into top of Iowa Conference dual action with a big quad duel coming up on Thursday night where you guys will take on Garner-Hayfield as well as North Union and West Hancock. No tournament this weekend, but you come back the following week with another another quad match, this time with Lake Mills and Osage on the 13th before the Perry tournament, which has always provided top competition as well on the 17th. So when you look at these next couple of weeks, definitely feels like a two-week time span where you could really learn a lot about this team before heading into to postseason with conferences and districts, so on and so forth. So when you look at this team and what they have ahead of them in terms of the next couple of weeks, what are some things you guys are looking to see from them?
Well, like I said, we kick it off right away in top of Iowa Conference on Thursday up at Garner with Britt, North Union, who we've wrestled a couple times already, and then of course Garner-Hayfield. And then actually Saturday we go to Winterset, which we've been going to for about 15 years now. So, but we do wrestle down at the Winterset tournament this Saturday, which has a lot of 3A teams, Urbandale, Waukee, some big schools down there, some good competition. And then the big one that we really circled, which is, Lake Mills and Osage, who are, you know, obviously have been down at the dual team action and the state action for a long time. So, you know, we're looking forward to that matchup.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck coming up on a Thursday night with the quad meet on top of Iowa action.
Hey, I appreciate your time.
Yep, that was Aaron Schaefer, the head of wrestling coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. We're back with Roland Story Wrestling Coach Heston Johnson next on 95.7 FM.